Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, there's always plenty of takes after a weekend full of football. We'll let D-Day and Double D chime in with the hottest that they've got. You know, I always say on this show that the lovely Catherine and I, we're always eating out and we never get enough groceries or never order them as much as we should. Well, we finally did this 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I'm telling you, this has had such an effect on my diet. I've lost like 7 or 8 pounds. By virtue of the fact that I'm not a big guy to begin with, but eating at home and not constantly going out, and I don't generally gorge anyway, between doing that and working and drinking less because it's the fall and I tend to work a lot in the fall, I got on the scale this morning. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? Bizarre. I guess that's been the key to unlock staying in better shape is maybe not eating out every other meal. So you would think that's a lesson you learned when you're much younger. I'm learning it now at 51.
Yeah, I think it's because when you eat out, they do whatever they can to make it taste good. And if that means adding a pound of butter or, you know, whatever fattening ingredient, they're going to do it. And they usually use a bunch more oil on the pan. So it's one of those things where, like, if you can't control, you know, like the additions to the food and you don't know what's going in, like, even if it's the same food, it's prepared differently. So maybe it's not the same for every restaurant. But, like, I think of, like, Cracker Barrel. I'm like, wow. Like, these chicken tenders are so juicy, and it feels like, you know, my hand is dripping in grease. I wonder if they're the same nutritional value as the ones I make at home. Probably not. So I think that probably goes into it.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, yeah, of course, Michael. Don't be a moron. Of course it is. So kind of surprising. Of course, because that, I'm going to go home this morning just, you know, absolutely destroy a large breakfast. I'm like, because I can, because I need it now. Now I got to put on some weight. I'm just going to fluctuate back and forth. Nuts fluctuate on our opinions. Maybe, maybe not. We'll decide what we like, what we don't like. We'll bring in Double D, bring in D-Day here, and they're going to give us some takes, and we'll decide if we like them, we agree, or disagree. Let's start with Double D. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. All right, let's get it started off with some college football. Clemson is this year's Florida State and will end the season at best 5-7.
Ooh. I understand like the parallel that you're making here, but if Clemson does what Florida State did last year, it feels like this would be an absolute disaster. Because like Mike Norvell is a good coach and he had that run where they should have made it to the college football playoff. But he is not on the pantheon that Dabo Swinney is on right now. Like, right now, Dabo Swinney is considered one of the best head coaches in college football just because of his resume. You know, there was a stretch where he was dominating college football, and it felt like he was in the college football national championship every single year. And the fact that he also runs his mouth a bunch and, you know, puts this in our face about his resume. If this team, with all of this talent, one of the teams that was supposed to be one of the best teams in college football with one of the best head coaches in college football, if they go 5-7, like, I think, you know, it will be absolute pandemonium in Clemson. So I get what you're saying, and I do think that this is a possibility with the way that Clemson is trending, but it would be a much bigger deal than, like, if, you know, you're comparing it to Florida State last year.
I agree, Double D. I totally agree here. It's all about expectations, right? Florida State, a couple seasons ago, it was like, all right, this is their revenge season, right? They got shut out of the playoff. They should have made the playoff, and then the bottom falls out. And then this year for Clemson, it was this is the year that Clemson has been building toward for the past couple of years. I mean, they dip into the portal, but this was supposed to be Dabo's sort of piece de resistance. Like, I build and develop players, and it's all going to come to fruition in 2025 where we win a national title. And now just the wheels are falling off. They could absolutely end up 5-7, and it would be akin to having such a drop-off relative to high expectations. So, yeah, I'm with you.
All right, let's get some NFL in here. After what we saw last night, it is clear week one was a massive head fake. The Lions are actually the best team in the NFC North, not the Packers, and we need to jump on them at a reasonable price now.
I think you might be right. I was on the Packers for a while, but didn't we get too into Green Bay there for a second? It's clear now, especially when you're talking about a week one result. It's 1 week. Defenses are always ahead of offenses early in the season. And now we're seeing that Detroit is just as good as offensively as they've ever been. Now we have a whole season ahead of us where we're seeing this is a massive win for Detroit, that they could end up being the dominant team in the NFC, potentially right there with the Eagles. And now you've got Green Bay, who's kind of banged up on offense. I think we overreacted to what we saw in week one. Yeah, and you get better value, so I'm with you there.
Yeah, this is more of a math problem for me. It's what's the price that you have to pay for the Packers and what's the price you get on the Lions. So right now the Lions are 2-1 to win the NFC North, and I'm looking at the schedule, and the next matchup between the Packers and the Lions, which, hey, maybe decides the division, is a home game for the Lions. So you get the Lions at 2-1, you know, in basically that game, because in my opinion, I think it's those two teams. Like, the Vikings have looked all right, but, like, they have a backup quarterback right now, and it just does not feel like they're on the same level as the Packers and the Lions. So yeah, I will take the Lions at 2-1, and maybe we'll see that price, you know, flip-flop throughout the year. Maybe there will be a chance where you can get the Packers at plus money further down the line, but as for now, it's a math problem, and the answer is the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Lions at 2-1.
All right, Double D, what's next?
All right, back to college football. And this one comes from some whisperings. Some whisperings from the swamp. If Bailey Napier is fired this season, the next head coach of the Florida Gators is John Gruden.
I'm going to say no. I will disagree here. Like, I keep seeing this rumor or hear people talking about it, but is there really smoke here? I think, A, there's going to be a lot of blowback because of his history in the NFL. Do you want to have to deal with maybe that blowback there? But also, this is a guy who made a name for himself in the NFL. And you have to be really careful about someone who is a great name, but who isn't necessarily suited for the college game. Is he going to want to recruit? Is he going to want to manage NIL, which is what modern-day college head football coaches have to do? It's very different than the responsibilities in the National Football League, and there's very few coaches who can go back and forth between the two and be successful, so I'm going to say no.
I don't really love these type of questions because I don't have any inside info. Like, I have no idea. I don't know anybody at Florida. I don't know anybody who's in the administration. And I also don't really know what's going on in the head of John Gruden and what's going on with his legal stuff. Because I think that he would love to go back to the NFL. And they've floated rumors here in Tennessee where when they eventually fire Brian Callahan, John Gruden has a home here in Nashville. And so, of course, people love to, you know, turn the rumor mill and say, oh, John Gruden would be great. But I'm not sure if Roger Goodell would ever allow that because there's still some things that are, you know, lingering from his past court cases or his past, you know, civil suit against the NFL. So I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Roger Goodell would play a part. Like, I don't see any reason why he could prevent John Gruden from going to Florida. They might have their, you know, their legal battle, which has been extended now for a while. But if he wants to go coach at Florida, he can go coach at Florida. It's just a matter of whether or not Florida wants to accept. What's that?
The Titans.
Oh, the Titans? Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, he wasn't an assistant coach for the Saints? Wasn't he coaching quarterbacks a couple years ago? So I mean, it's just conjecture on my part, but I would think if you're already entangled in a legal battle with someone and then you try to prevent them from coaching in the league again, it would be even more of a legal headache. But ultimately, I don't see him going to Florida.
Brian Flores is waving hello at that final statement yeah. There. Gruden was technically a consultant, but I don't know that he was officially a coach for the team. Speaking of the NFL, while Derrick Henry is not washed, the water is running, and he got a foot in the bathtub, meaning the Ravens need to get another back to help carry the load because he's not a number one back for a championship team at the ripe age of 31.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever heard the term foot in the bathtub. but for me, this is really tough. And, you know, I am not an X's and O's person. I'm not going to be the next offensive coordinator of any NFL team. So, like, all I can do is use the numbers ahead of me. So Derrick Henry has been the running back for a team that played in the AFC Championship. So when you say that statement, he can't be a running back on a championship team. Like, he's gotten really close. The year that the Titans made it to the AFC Championship game and eventually lost to the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. So there's no, you know, shame in that. But also, that was several years ago. I think that was in 2019. So maybe he's lost, like, a tiny step. But I think it's a lot to pin the Ravens' postseason failings on, like, Derrick Henry. Because, like, he hasn't even been there that long. So I don't think the problem is Derrick Henry. And plus, you already have another running back. His name's Lamar Jackson. He's also a very good quarterback, but he can run the football pretty effectively as well. So I think this has more to do with the entirety of the team and less on the hands of Derrick Henry.
I would disagree here. I'm not going to go all out on selling Derrick Henry just because he's fumbled in three straight games. It's not ideal, but you're talking about a play or two that could be the difference against the Bills, and maybe if he doesn't fumble last night and he punches it in, the Ravens win that game. I happen to think Detroit was much better last night, but ultimately, you know, you take away two or three plays and all of a sudden the Ravens are maybe sitting here at 3-0 and Derrick Henry doesn't have an issue holding onto the football, and it's a totally different narrative. So I need to see more before I decide that Derrick Henry isn't a true number one back. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, Double D? I think so as well. And plus, it's September.
Yeah, exactly. It's still very early. You want to do a quick one?
Yeah, real quick, Texas Tech's defense is the best in the Big 12, and they will lead Texas Tech to the college football playoffs.
Ooh.
Well. I think you're right, and it just pains me to say. God. But you know what? That defensive line of theirs is no joke. Like, David Bailey and Romello Height came in as part. They had five guys come in the portal, and Cody Campbell spent $12 million on those guys to come in, and they dominated Utah's offensive line, which is one of the best offensive lines in the country. Mm-hmm. This was a huge test that they passed. I don't like it, but facts are facts. I agree.
Yeah, going on the road to Utah and, you know, dominating that team on the line of scrimmage is a big deal.
It is a huge deal, especially on the road. And also, I was on Utah. Not great, but yeah, I think you're right, Double D. Coming up next here on the show, we've been so focused on football over the past couple days. Time to check in on what we've missed over the weekend. Hour 2 is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.